All right, number four.
Number four, the penultimate question, Adam. The penultimate question on the news.
Alex Trebek, who died this week after a battle with pancreatic cancer, surpassed this TV personality to claim the record for hosting the most episodes of a single game show. And Daniel, I just want to tell you before you answer, just so you don't get it incorrect, it is not Big Fatty. just so we're all clear.
That was the answer that I was going to give, too.
It's not Big Fatty.
Well, thank you.
I know Fatty likes to think.
Very appreciate it.
That he has done more episodes than anybody else in the world.
What are my choices? Because I can think of a lot of game show hosts that, like Wink Martindale, did a lot of shows. But so what's my choices here?
This is kind of cute because the answers that they have here are...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I know Fatty has done more episodes than anybody else in the world.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3295 of the BFO for Tuesday the 9th of February 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all are going to tell you all about my day and maybe some so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, it's okay if we don't get to those. Hello, whisperers. Big Fatty, are we supposed to be whispering? No, well, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're whisperers today because y'all, my guys here starting the painting on the villa. And y'all, I don't want to have to explain to him. Big Fatty, you don't want to have to explain to him about me. Well, okay. We're not whispering, but y'all, I did close the door to the studio today. And and he's on the other side of the house, but still, you know, Poodle's voice can carry. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's one of my favorite things. Musical calm me down so your painting man doesn't hear me. Well, we'll see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all recorded the LFC. The LFC with old Veda. Y'all, he stopped by. He had to get a share. And y'all, if you hadn't heard, y'all, he's had another medical malady. You know, the LFC is the only little show with a medical segment. And what was I saying? And y'all then, of course, I sat down to watch the big sports ball game. Now, y'all, you know, everybody has their own special snackettes. And Big Fatty had beef stew and mashed cauliflower. Big Fatty, you tooted it up all night. Y'all, speaking of cauliflower, y'all, there's a new snackette out. And I may have mentioned this already, but y'all, it's called... It's by a company. It's in a yellow bag, and it's from a company called From the Ground Up. And y'all, these are called cauliflower stalks, and it comes in two flavors: sea salt and cheddar. Ooh, and first of all, they're delicious. Okay, doesn't taste like cauliflower at all. They're just real crunchy. And they've got a good salty taste and all to them and everything. And y'all, a bag of them, y'all, I'll tell you now, I went to the Sam's Club on Monday, and y'all, they had them there. So I picked up a couple of bags of them. Y'all, these are the super duper, Sam's Club size bags. Y'all, they're three times the size of the regular bag at the Von's East. Y'all, it's $6 for this. But y'all, there are 12 servings in each bag, and each serving is 24 pieces of these cauliflower stalks. And y'all, they're probably about 3 inches long a piece, and they look like it's a rolled up snackette kind of thing. And y'all, one serving of 24 of them is 140 calories. Y'all, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to the potato chips. So y'all, if you see them in the store, just give them a try. I'm not getting any kind of a rebate on that. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe they'll become a sponsor. I doubt it. But anyway, y'all, I watched the sports ball game. And of course, we had the big halftime hootenanny. Y'all, I didn't know who that weekend person was. I've never heard of him before. And y'all, but it was an okay halftime. I didn't know it wasn't too off-putting to me, Big Fatty. Oh, it was a non-off-putting halftime. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then of course, we named the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, I'm happy to say that the number three fan is none other than Mr. Cackle himself. That's that Baron Frosty. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, the number two, I say, chew fan of the BFO is Blind Guy J. Oh, Big Betty, that's just lovely.
Oh, Big Betty, I don't like that.
I'll take care of it. You go sit over there with the cauliflower stalks. Okay. Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty, Poodle, and Squeaky Kitty. This is Blind Guy Jay, and I was just calling to say that I am honored to be chosen as part of this year's cabinet of fans. So thank you so much for the honor. Look forward to what 2021 has to bring, and love you, love the listeners, and just love to everybody. Hope this is a terrific year. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I say, y'all, that, of course, is the number two fan of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, that's Blind Guy Jay. Yes, be ready. And, you know, it's a very important position to be in, because should something happen to the number one fan during the reign, the number two fan takes over. Yes, it's so true. And y'all, the number one fan, actually, there's two of them. They became a tag team. Y'all, it was Fake Orgasm and the Brit Invasion. And y'all, they sent in an e-letter. And I'll just take a moment to read it to you. Y'all, by the way, it's got one of those little movies of a puppy dog on it, too. It says, "We are honored and amazed, loveliest Big Fatty." Big Fatty, can you do it in a British accent like them? No. "As co-honorees, we are stunned by and slack-jawed with our great and rare good fortune to be selected as your number one fans, notwithstanding potential recounts, conspiracy claims, and possible insurrections, obviously. We will be delighted to carry out our extensive worldwide duties and to meet your daunting expectations and demands until the superb Owl 56 announcement of our successors. We look forward to receiving the priceless matching crowns, scepters, and sashes of our mutual term of international acclaim and office by insured royal post very soon, especially the scepters. Kisses, hugs, and royal waves to all. Here's looking at you, kids." Oh, y'all, the puppy dog is waving. I guess that's a royal wave. Bye-bye, Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion. Well, number one fans, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Just lovely that the top named Number one, the top name fans are already getting in contact with us. Big Fatty, I didn't hear you mention Mr. Cackle. Well, it's sad. y'all, he was up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I guess when he heard his name, y'all, he threw us a cup of coffee, and y'all, it went behind the refrigerator. Now, y'all, how in the hell he did that is beyond me, but he was having to pull the refrigerator, the icebox, the frigidaire, if you will, out to clean behind it on an unscheduled day. Y'all, he schedules it out. And so he couldn't be bothered. Y'all, he just couldn't be bothered. Big Fatty, isn't that trademarked by Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, he's calling for a recount. There are many calling for a recount and saying that you rigged it, Poodle. Big Fatty, they do it every year. Thank you so much for that, number one fans. Anyway, y'all, after the sports ball game was over, I crawled into the love chamber. Y'all, it was a little bit late for me. It was about 11 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was tired. I was tired, and y'all slept till about... I don't know. It was a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, and y'all rode right back over and slept till about 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty. And, while I was watching the sports ball, y'all, I made a burger and fries casserole. Big Fatty, y'all, I had leftover tater tots from for right night, and y'all, I crisped them up again, and squeeze some mustard on top of it, y'all. Then I browned some onion and ground beef and sauce and put that on top of the tater tots. And then I covered it all. No, I put some more mustard on top of the meat and onions and then covered it all in cheese, and y'all just put it in the oven. Everything was already cooked, so I was just mainly melting the cheese. I'd probably in the oven about 15 minutes or so for the cheese to melt and all those flavors to come together. Y'all, I had it for my breakfast with my coffee on Monday morning, and y'all, it was quite tangy between the and the mustard. It was really quite tangy. And y'all, I should have put a little sour cream on it because I had a little bit of that left over too from the chili con carne on Friday night. And y'all, after I had that for my breakfast, I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all went up around the big circle and came back and got my share. And, by the time I got back, my guy was here. We'll call him Larry. And he had already started patching. You know, the villa is, it's not wood siding or anything like that. It's concrete planks. That's what they use nowadays is the concrete planks. It looks like wood. But, they expand and contract. But so... he's gone in and he's filled in between the spaces between them, because you if you don't do that, sometimes you'll get some leakage. Beh, that is kind of like your diaper. Well, okay. So he started on that, and y'all, then he started on painting the trim of the villa, and it's probably gonna take all week because the trim is especially time consuming, and there's that, y'all. Then I headed off to the Sam's Club, y'all. I needed petroleum, and got my gas, y'all. It was $2.16 a gallon. It's gone up some since last time I bought it. Still a better price than anything else around here. And y'all, while I went to the Sam's Club, also, y'all, I told you I got a couple of bags of those cauliflower stalks Y'all, I picked up a box of the Payday candy bars. Young Nicholas likes those. Y'all, they had something called the M&M Popcorn. And it's a popcorn with a chocolate drizzle on it and pieces from M&M peanuts in there. Got me a 4 pounds of butter. Y'all, I need to make me some cheese cookeries. And so I got that. Y'all, I got me one of those rotisserie chickens. I got me another container of the disinfecting wipes. And, oh, Big Fatty, your butthole will be happy about that. No, these are for the counter. Oh, never mind. And, y'all, then they had something called the Moho Pork. And, y'all, it's just a small pork roast, but it's got the Moho, Cuban Moho seasoning in with it. So, y'all, I got one of those. I thought I'd cook that in the cracker pot. And, y'all, it was quite a... quite a successful run to the Sam's Club. Y'all, it wasn't very crowded. And so I was happy with that. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, be pretty.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Shit, Gussie, Big Fatty, why did he even bother? That was lame a bumper as I've heard from Digger. Well, you know, it's hard to get motivated about So-So Question Month, but y'all, we do. We do indeed have some so-so questions, and we'll start with this one.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shietti. How are you doing?
Oh, Big
Fatty. I'm just calling in with a so-so question.
Oh,
yes.
See if I can stay awake. Okay.
My so-so question is,
yes?
What is your least favourite type of food?
Oh.
Do you have a favourite leaf?
A leaf?
What is your favourite temperature of rain?
Oh.
What is your least favourite fish?
Oh.
What is your least favourite type of hat?
Oh.
That's probably too many questions.
Yes!
I'm struggling to find anything that was so-so enough.
Oh!
But I tried. I tried.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry. It's a little bit so-so.
Failed
try
miserably.
To do better or worse next year.
Oh, yes.
Okay, speak to you again soon, Big Fatty. Bye for now.
Oh, well, that kind of sums it all up right there. All those so-so questions and not one of them worth a damn. let's see. You asked me... Ask me my least favorite kind of food, and that would probably be, I don't know. I don't know. my favorite leaf, I guess a fig leaf, because, you know, those are carrots. No, that'd be my least favorite, because it covers up the naughty bits. favorite hat? Well, you know, that'd have to be the orange hat. And I don't remember what the rest of them were. Big Fatty, I can barely stay awake during this. So all of the Big Fatty, I hope Kathy Marshall only counts this as one so-so question, because we just can't get. These are two. Oh, thank goodness the music started. We can move forward and we don't have to talk about it anymore. Let us never speak of it again. I'm with you on that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, by the way, did you go over there to the BFO to see what was written on that coffee mug that I got in the mail? Y'all, you need to go over there and see it. It's just lovely. And anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus. You know, that's the cooking mathematics show. And Adam, anything you want to tell folks about Big Fatty?
I know Fatty has done more episodes than anybody else in the world.
Oh, yes, and but you can't get them on the www.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.